This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopo.
Welcome to episode 14 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. This is a special episode because what we're trying to do is we're trying to give you a taste of what a Disney 5K race is all about. What you're going to hear is you're going to hear a number of sound bites, which I made during the morning of the 5K. And you'll hear how difficult of a time I have with this race. I think it's the Mickey's 5K Jungle 5K race. What I will do is I'll be splicing together sound bites that I've done throughout the race. You're going to hear the music in the background. You're going to hear the announcers, Rudy Novotny and John Pelkey. You're going to hear all kinds of things. You're going to hear some interviews that Michelle and I have done before the race. You're going to hear some commentary. And again, the whole idea is to give you a taste of what it's all about. Michelle, I'm going to ask you just to give a little brief discussion on what the race meant to you.
Sure. Well, I signed up for this race because it's no secret that I love 5Ks. And I signed up with some friends with the idea that we were going to walk the race because we were all doing, most of us were doing the half marathon that night. One of the people that I was walking with, Amy, I think it was her third 5K, she said it's a great way to get your money's worth from the 5K. We stopped virtually at every time we could stop to get our picture taken with a character, with cast members. We just really soaked it all in and enjoyed the whole thing. So you'll get to hear from the beginning all the DJ and the crowds and the excitement, and you'll get to hear throughout the whole race as Mike talks about what happened during the race. It was just a lot of fun. Again, I strongly recommend if you're thinking of a Disney race, 5K is a great way to start. Get to experience the excitement of being in a Disney race without the stress of being timed as it happens with the 10-miler and the half marathon and the marathon. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it.
Keep in mind that one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that we do whatever we can do to convince you, the new runner, how much fun it is to run a 5K or participate a 5K at Disney. Michelle?
One of the things that they always do at the beginning of these races is they have places for photo ops. Because this was a Christmas-themed race, there were Christmassy and holiday-type kind of models and things that you could take your picture in front of. Lots of fun music. But the other thing is that people are dressed up as elves and with a Christmas theme. It was just a lot of fun, a lot of creativity. And as Mike said, Mike will say on this, we even saw somebody dressed up like Wreck-It Ralph. But just a lot of fun. A lot of kids in the races. There are strollers there, too.
Yeah, I saw so many different interesting costumes while I was watching. I usually run or participate in these races, so being on the sideline gave me a new perspective. I think this is probably the third race I've ever watched down there that I did not participate in. So sit back and listen as I will be, we will be playing all the different sound bites. There will be jumps in between. I won't add any commentary in between. What you're going to hear are all the sound bites we did. So sit back and enjoy the November 2012 5K Jingle Jungle. Did I get it right?
Mike, it's in Animal Kingdom. So Mickey's Jingle for Christmas. Jungle for Animal Kingdom 5K. Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K.
Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K.
He's got it.
Sit back and enjoy.
Okay, we are here at the Wine and Dine Expo, and we're here with our good friend Amy Griffin, who is running her second 5K. And Amy, I wanted to know why you decided to run another Disney 5K.
Well, first of all, I really love Disney, and I enjoyed my experience with my first 5K. And my sister bought me this 5K as a birthday present, so But I'm excited to have fun tomorrow.
What was the first 5K you did?
It was in January. So it was the family fiesta.
And what do you like about the 5Ks here?
It's just a lot of fun, and it's just another way to be active and also take pictures, and I love taking pictures.
What do you take pictures of along the course?
The characters, of course.
And so do you think you're going to move up to a half marathon sometime? Because I know your sister, who's a kind of a new runner, has already done her first marathon within a year.
I would definitely, seeing my sister get to that point, I would love to try. I know the 5Ks are a perfect opportunity for me to build up to that. So I definitely would love to try to.
And what do you think about the 5K bling, the medals you get?
I absolutely love them, and I can't wait to get my medal tomorrow because I've seen pictures of it, and I'm just really excited.
Have you seen the shirts that they're giving out for the 5K today?
Yes, I just got mine.
It's really cute. Can you describe it?
I just love how it's Christmas themed, and I think there's candy canes on there, but it's really cute.
So it's red, and it's got Mickey on it, and it looks very Christmas. Yeah, it's red shirt with green and a running Mickey. And are there candy canes on there? I don't see any, but it looks very good. Well, we hope that you'll come and talk to us again, and we hope that you'll enjoy yourself tomorrow, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello, I'm here at the 5K, the Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K, and we're here with one of our listeners, Chrissy Murphy. How you doing, Chrissy?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. It's a little cold out here for me, even though I'm from New Hampshire. How long have you been running Disney races?
My first run Disney race was the half marathon and marathon weekend in 2011.
Oh, wow. And so what about the Disney race made you want to come back and do more?
Well, many things. I used to be a cast member, so I'm just really excited to come back to Disney whenever I can. So this gave me kind of an excuse to always come back to Disney, and there's certain times of year that I know that I can come back because there's a race.
So do you think running Disney races gives you a different perspective on the parks and the whole Disney experience?
Definitely. There's parts of the parks that you'd never see as a guest, so you get to see a different perspective, as well as if you run other races throughout the year, none really compare to Disney as far as like the entertainment and just like the level of enthusiasm for the runners.
That's cool. So like me, you're doing the 5K this morning, and I think 5Ks are really fun. Why are you doing the Disney 5K? And like me, you're doing the half tonight. So why are you squeezing them both in one day?
Well, actually, I'm training for another marathon in December, so my coach had me running 20 miles today anyway, so 13 were in the half, and I figured I might as well enjoy three more. This is my first Disney 5K, so I'm really excited.
Oh, it's your first Disney 5K. Oh, it's so fun. You're going to have a blast. That's great. And you got your husband to run tonight with you for the first time, too? You want to give him a shout-out?
Yes, I'm super stoked for Eric. I know that he's going to do great tonight, so we're going to have a good time.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, and thanks for listening, and have a great run today and tonight.
Thanks, you too.
So we're here just before the beginning of the 5K Wine and Dine Jingle. What's it called? Jingle?
Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K, Mike.
Jingle Jangle 5K.
And jungle. Animal Kingdom.
It's a 5K. And you notice the... does that music sound familiar? How many of you are going to have that on your running list? Okay, we're going to be reporting. This is just one of many sound bites you're hearing on this special edition of the Mickey Miles podcast. So what's kind of interesting is that just like any other Disney 5K, there are people who are dressed for the occasion. This has a Christmas theme, so there's a lot of red, there's a lot of green. But we just saw something very unusual. We saw someone who was dressed up like Wreck-It Ralph. The hands, the shirt, the overalls, very, very interesting. There are a lot of people dressed up like elves. We saw someone dressed up like a Christmas present, reindeer. I'm looking at a Snow White. You know, it was bound to happen. There's a Snow White. But a lot of reds, a lot of greens, a lot of photo opportunities. They have a Christmas scene where you have nutcrackers, And a lot of people are going over there and taking photos. Mickey and Minnie are here dressed up as Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. And people are over there taking photos, too. So just a little report from me to let you know how much fun the 5Ks are. You can hear the music in the background. There are a lot of people who are very, very, very excited. So just a little report on just how much fun a Disney 5K is.
Hi, we're here with Amy Waldridge, another listener in the show, and she's here with Aurora, and they're going to do the 5K. And Amy, thank you for listening to the show. Why do you like doing the 5K?
I like the 5K because you can do all ages. It doesn't, you don't have that 13 and over limit like you do for the half marathons. And because it's just bring my daughter with me. So normally I'm doing the half marathons and I'm by myself. So she said that she wanted to join me on one. So I brought her this time. And so this time we get to do a mother-daughter race together. It'll be our first one. It'll be her first 5K. So
is it okay if I talk to her too? Are you really excited about the race, Aurora?
Yes.
What did Mom tell you about it?
What?
What did she tell you about it? What are you looking forward to?
Winning a medal.
Winning a medal, of course. Now, do you think you're going to run longer distances when you're older?
Yes.
And are you going to wear your medal around the park all day long?
Yes.
Cool. So how many Disney races have you done, Amy?
This will be my third one.
Cool. Which ones have you done?
The Princess. The Princess and the 5K, yeah.
And you're going to be here in January?
Not in January, but I will be here in February. Yeah.
Well, we'll be here, too. Are you going to be here, Aurora?
This is my first one.
Are you going to be here and
princess and
cheer Mama?
Yes.
Yay. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you both, and thank you for listening.
Testing. Well, getting close to the start here. Everybody's in the corrals. Something very interesting that everyone should be aware of. The Disney 5Ks have become very popular. Most recently, the 10-miler for the Twilight Zone, the 5K for the Twilight Zone 10-miler, saw the beginning of corrals again for 5Ks. And as I look over here, we have I don't know how many corrals, but I'm noticing a lot of people. And those of you who are going to be doing the 5K in January, for the 2013 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, should be aware that there's going to be, I got to believe there's going to be corrals back there. There are just so many people who are now taking part in the 5Ks, looking at it as a warm-up race. Now, we've heard that there's as many as 10,000 people that may be running the 5K in January, so you can imagine that it's best if they use corrals. So anyways, that's what I'm noticing here as they're getting ready within the next couple of minutes to start the 5K. And the home of the brave. Getting ready. Getting ready to start the Mickey's Jingle Jangle 5K. I haven't gotten it right yet.
Yep. They're efforting. They will be on their way. Wow, people look shorter from up here. Nice to see you. How are you? By the way, could this... I know... wow. Steve, I thought you'd left.
Ready for the start of the Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K. Here it is. Rudy Navati.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And there it goes, and they're off and running. And maybe next year you'll be here at the Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K. A lot of people running. A lot of people. I'm not good at estimating crowds, but I'm going to say... I'd say there's about maybe between 3,000 and 5,000. I know it's a wide range, but basically lots of people. I think that it's probably going to take maybe 3 to 5 minutes for everybody to cross the start. We're about 1 minute into the start, and I'd say maybe one third has gone over the start. I'm here with Jeff Heller. Jeff, I'm going to ask you, how many people do you think are here?
About 5,000 people, 5,000, 10,000 people.
Yeah, we're trying to think how long it's going to take them to go over the start. I'm thinking about 3 to 5 minutes, you think?
About 3 to 5 minutes. Awesome crowd today.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a great, great day to run. There's just no clouds in the sky. At race time, it was about 55 degrees. It's November, mid-November in Orlando. So I think it's a little bit cooler than it normally is. All right, so we're almost 2 minutes in, and we're about, there they're going. So it looks like, okay, Jeff, we're right. So they're going around the parking lot, and they're going to be entering the middle, the center of the, going to be entering the turnstiles at Animal Kingdom. But, okay, let's see how we're doing. We have, still have runners going through. It's, about 2 minutes into the race, and it's amazing. And I think we've got some strollers in the back. I just noticed there's some strollers. So Jeff, when you do 5Ks in Disney, do you walk them or do you jog them?
I usually walk them with my wife because she's not a runner, but she tries.
What was the last one you did?
The last one I did was 2010.
Did you enjoy it? When's your next one?
My next race is the marathon in January.
I'm sure we'll see you there. All right. Well, this is interesting because we're about 2 minutes and almost 3 minutes, actually 2:50, 3 minutes into the race, and we still have people crossing over the start. It's amazing, and we can see the runners. It's a beautiful sight. As I look over the horizon, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hot air balloons. Just a wonderful experience. If you ever get a chance to do a Disney 5K, bring your family down, bring the kids. You don't have to run. You can walk. I see strollers now. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. The kids get to see Mickey and Minnie dressed up in their whatever theme they're going to be using. And like, for instance, today it's Christmas, and Mickey and Minnie have their Christmas garb on. I would say that we're about a minute away from everybody going through. I think the estimate was pretty close. We've got 4 minutes into the race, and there's still people crossing the start. This is amazing. 5Ks are becoming very popular. You don't have to be an elite runner. You don't have to be a great athlete. You just have to have fun in your heart. Getting close to almost everybody, and going to be pretty soon ending this little sound bite, and the next sound bite you'll hear will be probably the finish. We're going to be at the finish. We've got 4 minutes in, and I would say we are about 200 people away from everybody crossing the start. And with that, this is Mike saying stay tuned. There's going to be more from Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K Start at the Walt Disney World Resort Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. Okay, we're here at the, about 16 minutes in, and guess what? Here comes the first runner. Wow.
Of course I was wrong. Oh, yes, you were.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, he's going to finish in 1641. Whoa, that's pretty good. Here comes runner number two.
Here comes number two. Wow, this,
pretty fast. This guy's going to break 1655. So the first two runners have finished.
Mickey and Minnie are still
Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K.
Boy, this one came on. You
all right,
really
we're waiting
moving.
For Michelle, who is running this. Well, actually, she's walking this. She's going to be very careful since she's doing the half. And she's going to walk this. Here comes somebody else. Number three runner. Number three and number four. You can hear Rudy in the background. This runner is going to finish in about 18.
There's a great kick at the end as well.
Good kick.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Okay, so my men's prediction
and
is
number four.
Is my women's prediction too slow?
And these are all men, 17-41. Okay, I'll come back with the first women's finisher on our next Samba. First female finisher finished at about 20-40. Their runners are coming in. They're probably separated by about 30 seconds apart. They're 21 minutes into the race. And here comes the second woman.
All right, we got our number two female coming in.
Really strong.
Four young ladies.
A lot of people who take this seriously.
Wow. Look at this.
Wow. About a 10 or 11-year-old boy. He just did it in 21:14.
Like sprint to the end of the 3.1 miles. I like that. Oh, yeah.
A lot of people taking this seriously, boy. Wow.
Guy hands out. He's been trying to fly since the beginning of the race. Look at the headwear, John.
Oh, there's someone wearing a
cheese head.
Piece of cheese. He looks
that
like looks
wind.
Like someone
there's
that I might know.
On the cheese head.
There's another young
like
boy.
This is in Wisconsin, so he's enjoying this.
20. We're at about 22 minutes into the race.
Well done.
Okay, we're still waiting to see when Michelle's going to get here. We don't expect to see her for a while, but I'll be back with another report.
That's my Maryland Terrapin friend. Always good to
give you an idea as to what's going on. Ah, here we go.
Look at the size of those hands. Oh,
we're waiting for, we're about 39 minutes in, and a lot of people taking this real seriously. You can hear John Pelkey, and you can hear Rudy Novotny in the background. I'll let you hear a little bit to what their banter is all about. Listen to them.
First shift hat I've seen today. You'll be having the international Food Wine Festival at Epcot Center. Home for tonight's finish line party. Oh, yeah. Till 4 a.m., John. Good Lord.
We talk about how much fun it is to do these 5Ks, and it's because of people like John Pelkey and Rudy who are up there, and they've got some very, very funny things. I wish I had this microphone on earlier. They're just really, really funny as they comment on all the runners coming in. We've seen a lot of interesting runners coming in.
Hello, athletes! Woo! Mind the gap! Anybody mind the gap? Been to London? Nope. Okay.
Well, we're waiting for Michelle. We'll be back. All right, so one of the things that a lot of people do when they're going to do a 5K the same day that they're going to do a half marathon is that they decide to take it real, real slow. And we're watching a lot of people who seem to be having that plan in place. They look like they all could run a lot faster. A lot of them are taking an easy jog, and a lot of them are just walking the 5K. And if I was going to do this 5K as well as do the half marathon tonight, I'd take it easy. I'd walk. I have nothing to prove. So, see that. Michelle is doing this race. Funny, we call it a race. She's doing it with some friends, and they all decided, since they're all going to be doing the half marathon tonight, that they are going to walk it. And I just received a message from Michelle saying they see the sweepers. So the sweeper, of course, is the people who will pick you up and take you back to the start or the finish. But in all honesty, you're probably not going to get swept in a Disney 5K race. So we're waiting to see Michelle, and she's taking it very easy. You get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to run three and a tenth. You're going to run a 5K, and then you're going to run 13
at 10 o'clock at night, you know, you have to figure out what's best for you. So we're waiting to hear her now. But again, we're seeing a lot of people come in now. We saw Wreck-It Ralph. We've seen The Incredibles. We saw Santa Claus. We saw a husband and wife, I guess. She was dressed up as a reindeer, and he was holding her reins, and he was Santa Claus. So, again, you can hear the music in the background. You can hear John and Rudy doing their banter.
First race! Yes! Awesome
job! Waiting. We should be seeing Michelle pretty soon. Trying to do everything. We're actually 52 minutes into the race, and there are people, again, the people who look like they're taking it easy because they want to make sure that they will be able to be at their best for the half tonight. Running a half marathon at 10 o'clock at night is not an easy feat. Because a lot of people, when they run, I know myself, I like to run early in the morning. Most of my training runs early in the morning. So a lot of us are used to getting up early and running. When you run at night, when you're running a half marathon at night, your whole schedule gets thrown out of whack. You have to figure out when you're going to sleep, when you're going to rest, when you're going to eat. So it's very, 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 very carefully. It's very, very, very important how you schedule your day. Again, you can hear the music in the background. Very festive. A lot of people wearing their shirts. The Mickey, the jingle. I always get the name right, wrong. Jingle Jungle 5K shirt is red, bright, bright red. With all kinds of Christmas themed artwork on the front, and a lot of people will run with those shirts. That's the kind of shirt that they sign up for the race. They don't bring a running shirt. They decide to run in the shirt they get at race packet. So we can see a lot of people now. We can see a lot of the walkers now. There are some joggers, but a lot of people are walking. But what's really funny is that even though you've got walkers now, some of them, when they see the finish line, they get into a jog. It's like a sin not to run across the finish line. But you know, there's no shame in walking all the way. The whole idea is that you're out, you're moving, you're having fun, and that's what it's all about. So you can hear the music. What's really nice is that it doesn't matter where you finish in the race. You've got some smiles. Interesting, two of the people who were in this race, Bob Hitchcock, who is one of the more important people who is involved with Run Disney. Bob Hitchcock finished, he's a really good runner, and Carissa, who we met yesterday at the expo, she also works for Run Disney. She finished. There's a lot of the Run Disney folks, a lot of the cast members also participate in these races. It's fun for everyone, and it is for everyone. So
we got all those strollers coming in.
So we're still watching to see if Michelle comes in, and actually I'm gonna cut this off, and I'll be back. Just wanted to mention here, I'm back again. Think of it this way. You always hear about regarding sweep being swept at a Disney race. If you have a 16-minute pace and you're running or you're participating in a 5K race, wouldn't you be swept after 48 minutes? Well, guess what? We're at 56:27, and there are still people coming in. So, again, if you're worried about entering in a 5K race sponsored by Run Disney, don't worry about being swept. The whole idea is that this is an introduction to the world of running. It's an introduction to racing. And so Disney wants you to be happy. They want you to be a participant. They want you to, you know, have a launch for your running program, career, or whatever. So don't ever be concerned about running in a race. A 5K race and be swept. You're not going to be swept, so just keep that in mind. Again, we're watching people come in. We're getting closing in on an hour, and you see all the people who are very, very happy. They
big smiles. I'm seeing people with strollers now, running with strollers. It's just really, really cool. This pretty much epitomizes family running. Really cool. And again, we figured that Jeff Heller and I figured that there was about 5,000 people running this race. There was about 5 minutes. It took 5 minutes for everybody to cross the race. And there are 5,000 coming in, and they're all coming in. They're all ages, all kinds, all shapes. I'm seeing people. I think we've seen everyone from like 7-year-olds to 77-year-olds. It's just amazing. Lots of fun, lots of interesting running outfits. I see a gentleman running right now, and he's got a tutu on. Or maybe it's not a gentleman. We'll see. Green tutu, pink tutus. You'll hear Rudy say tutu, team tutu. But again, lots of people wearing their Jingle Jungle shirts. And people wearing all kinds of hats. People wearing kinds of their college colors. Just really, really, it's really, really nice to see people happy.
I like that right there. I've been pushed the whole way.
A lot of families walking together, running together. I saw a father run with his little girl and his son. And I don't think the smile's coming off their faces for a long time.
So I take my pictures, I'm crossing the finish line.
I see a couple of people running. It looks like a mom and daughter. It says that we run for wine. Really, really funny. Again, lots of people. Look at, we're an hour into the race, and people don't care about. They have no qualms about their times, and they shouldn't. They're just having a lot of fun. We're getting close to the hour mark. You can hear them.
59:50. 10 seconds to pass in the under the hour mark. Look, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. And they did it. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the finish line.
What a great job Rudy has. Just has all kinds of fun. He's dressed up there. He's got a Santa Claus hat on. He's got a scarf, and he's just having a ball. And he's getting paid for it. That's amazing.
All right, we are just over the one-hour mark, but your time's maybe better than that. Starting towards the back of the pack. And the bottom line is, this is the finish line. Got another chef cap, very, very kindly.
I'm really proud of that.
Okay, this 5-minute bite is about over, and I'll be back. Hopefully, we'll be able to report Michelle and her friends coming in. She's really, really being smart and taking it easy.
Oh, yeah, you're starting to show.
Okay, let me just mention a few other things. We talked about people not really caring about the time because, you know, when you have these 5Ks, or when you have 10Ks, 15Ks, half marathons, marathons down here, there's all kinds of photo opportunities. And when you're running a half marathon, when you're running a full marathon, you may not want to stop to take photos. You may want to be concerned about your time. But when you're doing a 5K and you're running through the parks, you want to stop and take photos with some characters that are out. And so that's another reason why you should think about, if you've never run in a race and if you want to start your running career, think about doing it with a 5K Run Disney race, because there's no pressure to run fast. You get all kinds of fun. You get great shirt. You get Rudy and John in the background. You get all kinds of opportunities. But keep in mind, I'm seeing a lot of people with cameras, and that's what prompted me to mention that a lot of people love the 5Ks because they get a chance to take photos with characters who normally would possibly not be out. So that's really, really kind of cool. Anyways, just wanted to pass that on. Just another little sound bite from the 5K. Well, it looks like here comes Michelle. I think she just turned I think that's her.
Yeah,
she's walking, taking her time.
She's
with some friends. See if I can take a photo and maybe I can post it. Let's see. Multitasking here. I'm actually recording off my cell phone and taking a photo.
For those of you who are coming out tonight to spectate, the race gets started at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock we will get started.
And there she is. Go to the left. Go to the left.
How late does it go?
Okay, now we're going to see if Rudy will acknowledge Michelle.
That's a lot. That's even late for a West Coaster like you.
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Here comes Christine and Michelle to my all-news beef. Love you guys.
Well, I guess he recognized her. And Michelle finishes in 105.57, and she had a big smile on her face. She was there with three of her friends.
Oh, yeah.
They had a great time. She probably could have run that. She could have split that time in half, but again, playing it smart. It's a 5K, and in about 13, 14, 15 hours.
Oh, look out, John. I think I see Cora.
She'll be at Epcot ready to run. I actually World of Sports ready to run the half marathon. So this is Mike Scopa from the Mickey Miles podcast, reporting from Mickey's Jingle Jungle 5K race at Disney's Animal Kingdom. We'll see you on the road.
Oh.